All right, everyone. This is the second poem that I am uploading. It is an original slam poem that I wrote. This poem is called "Today I Got Out of Bed." Quote unquote, trigger warning. It's a little depressing. I wrote this when I was going through a very depressive state. And it's one that I hold very close to my heart because it took a lot for me to share this with people. And it took a lot for me to write the words down on paper. Or, well, on my phone. But nevertheless, I'm going to read it. And I hope everybody likes it. Fair warning. It is a fast-paced slam poem. So, and I'm sick, so that does not mix well under any circumstances. So, I apologize if it's noticeable or if I have to stop to do various, or pause it to make various sick noises. So, I apologize for that. Anyway, this poem is called "Today I Got Out of Bed." Today I got out of bed. I put a smile on my face and I looked in the mirror. I told myself I was beautiful even though I knew I wasn't, and I forced myself to be brave enough to go outside and communicate with society. I knew that was a bad idea. Today I got out of bed and I walked to the kitchen. I downed 4 pills for my anxiety and I went back to bed. I didn't feel like taking my depression pills. Today, I got out of bed. I told myself I was good enough to be what I wanted to be, even though I knew I couldn't. You see, I knew I couldn't. Today, I got out of bed. I told myself I was brave enough to conquer anything, even though I knew I couldn't. But you see, I knew I couldn't, but I said it anyways. Today, I got out of bed, and I actually ate breakfast. I told myself I was good enough to eat the meals that I had planned, even though I knew I wasn't. You see, I knew I wasn't. Today, I got out of bed. I need help. You see, I need help. Today, I wasn't in my bed because I didn't take my pills, because I took too many of my pills, because I didn't listen to myself when I told myself that I was good enough, because I didn't listen when people told me that I was beautiful, because I didn't hear myself when I said I was brave enough. I didn't hear myself because the ringing was too loud. You see, I could have gotten out of bed, but today I didn't have the strength. So that's the end of that poem, and I'm going to explain a little bit more why it's so fast-paced. It's supposed to be explaining the definition without the actual definition of what being hyper-aware of everything and everybody's thoughts and being inside of my own head is supposed to look like, is supposed to sound like, is supposed to feel like. You're supposed to, you know, I as a poet, I always try to put as much empathy and as emotion as I can into my poems when I read them, because slam poetry is supposed to be filled with emotion and passion and all sorts of things like that. You're supposed to read it with empathy, with expression, and I always try my hardest to put in the emotion that I felt when I was writing it. And slam poetry has to be said out loud, because that's the whole point of slam poems, is to say it out loud so people can feel your emotions. So I hope everybody enjoyed that. And if you did, hit the little arrow thing that, you know, likes my post, and be looking out for more of them. Thanks for listening.